This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 8th of March, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Granting of Beingness. This group processing session is 60 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, this is March the 8th, 1954. A group processing hour. I want you now to get the idea of somebody out in front of you granting you beingness, granting you existence. Now I want you to get the idea of you granting somebody existence out in front of you. And now get the idea of somebody out in front of you granting you existence. Now, at the same time this person is granting the front of your body existence, you'll be out back of yourself granting the back of your body existence. You grant the back of your body beingness, and somebody else in front of you grants the front of your body beingness. See if you can get that very strongly. All right. Now, let's see if you can get a spirit or person in back of a body in front of you, granting the back of that body existence while you grant the front of that body existence. A body out in front of you, you're granting the front of it existence. Something else is behind it, granting the back of it existence. That strongly? All right, let's get the idea of you being back of your body, granting the back of it existence, while somebody in front of you grants the front of your body existence. Okay, I'll throw that away, whatever you're doing. And get the idea of a body standing in front of you, and you're granting the front of that body existence, but something behind it is granting the back of that body existence. Now get the idea of that body in front of you refusing to let you grant it existence. Now get whatever is behind it, also refusing to grant that body existence. That body in front of you. Refusing to let you grant it existence. All right. Now let's just forget about the body in front of you, but pick up that somethingness which was behind it, and you grant that somethingness existence. The effort of trying to get to that somethingness that was behind the body. An effort to contact a contrary motivation, a hidden influence. Your effort to contact a hidden influence operating on those you address. Neglect the body, look at the hidden influence back of the body that you're addressing. I just recognize dimly that there's something there. Get that again. You're facing a body, but you just neglect the body and try direct contact on something behind the body, something hidden and mysterious that you're trying to contact. Keep trying to contact it until you feel that there's some certainty on the fact that you might be able to address it directly. Okay. Now, get the idea of you as a body. And somebody standing in front of you trying to contact a hidden influence that is operating upon you, a body. Something back of you or behind you, trying to contact it. Somebody trying to find this hidden influence that motivates you, that makes you act and think, and that acts upon you. Significant phrase on the part of your mother, I don't know what gets into you. Okay, let's set that aside, and let's you, whatever you are, address a body in front of you and grant the front of the body beingness. And try also to grant the back of the body beingness. Grant the front and back of a body in front of you beingness. Okay, that aside, now let's get somebody in front of you granting the front and back of your body beingness. The front and the back. All right, we'll set that aside. And now you grant a body in front of you beingness, front and back. Back of the head, too. Okay, let's set that aside, and let's just pretend now that we're a nothingness as far as form is concerned, and that we are communicating directly to a nothingness immediately in front of us. We're nothingness, immediately and directly communicating to a nothingness in front of us. Something which doesn't have form. We can say or communicate any meaning we can to this nothingness, but not form. Now let's just duplicate that situation many times. Let you be a nothingness communicating with a nothingness immediately in front of you. Let's just duplicate that a lot more times. Let's pretend you're a nothingness as far as form is concerned, and that you're communicating directly to a nothingness in front of you. duplicate that many times. Okay, now let's get an idea of a nothingness immediately in front of you, directly communicating to you as a nothingness. No bodies involved whatsoever. Duplicate it many times. Set up a nothingness communicating to you as a nothingness immediately in front of you. Then set that aside and do it again. And do it again, and do it again, and again. Do it many times. Many more times. All right, now set that aside, and let's get the idea of you being a nothingness and communicating directly to a nothingness without any intervening obstacle. And set that aside and do that again, and set it aside and do it again. You a nothingness communicating directly to a nothingness immediately in front of you. Okay, let's set that aside. Now get the idea of a nothingness immediately in front of you, communicating to you as a nothingness with no bodies intervening at all. Okay, let's set that aside now. Find some places where you were not. Now let's mock up somewhere in front of you a nothingness to nothingness communication line. Fix it any way you want to, as long as it's a nothingness-to-nothingness communication line, as straight as possible. Now make one of the nothingnesses say hello, and the other one receive exactly hello. And put that message over the line many times. Mark this up, duplicate, or keep it mocked up, and put the message hello in at one end and have it received exactly as hello at the other end. No substance here in this line at all. No form, just impulse, meaning. All right. Now, at the end that received hello, let's put in the impulse hello and receive it at the first end we were using to say hello. In other words, have the other end now say hello and it received at the original impulse end. Put the message over the line many times. Just have it say hello. Okay, now take this structure, that is to say, string a line through a wall. String a line through a wall. Have a nothingness on one end, which is on one side of the wall, through the wall into a nothingness on the other side of the wall. Now have an impulse, not interfered with by the wall, go from one end of the line to the other end of the line. Again, hello. Have hello go in at one end of this line and be received exactly at the other end of the line, as though no wall were there. Do that many times, particularly until you can do it very successfully. All right, now rig up this line as going through a window. And have one end of the line inside the window and the other end of the line outside the window, and have the meaning simply travel straight down the line and through the window to the other point without interference by the window. And again, hello. Put many of these lines through windows now and get this impulse going through from one end to the other end without being distorted, blocked, or twisted by the window. Do that many times. Okay, now mark up this identical line as going through somebody's head. And have the impulse start at one side of the head from the first terminal and proceed on to the other nothingness without any interference by the head, but have the impulse go straight through a head. Can make the message, hello. Okay, give over that now and find a couple of pieces of mess and hold on to them and don't think. Okay, now find some places you are not. All right, now let's take this communication line which goes nothing to nothing. And let's put one side of it on a wall and the other side of it on the other side of the wall and pass the meaning straight through the wall from nothing to nothing without interference on the part of the wall. Just work it around until you can make it do that. Again, have the message be hello. Now let's put it through different kinds of walls in different places. And now, each time, let's make it answer back. After the hello comes through to the second nothingness, have the second nothingness say hello to the first nothingness. So we've got a reverse on it. Do that many times, move it to many different kinds of walls. And now let's mark this line up going through heads again. Nothingness on one side of the head communicating to a nothingness on the other side of the head. Straight through the head, but not interfered with by the head. Rig it any way you have to make it successful. Now let's have a return impulse. Have the second nothingness, after it receives hello, turn around and say hello again to the first nothingness, which is then received. Okay, get more successful with that. Now let's put it longitudinally through a body. Put the first nothingness well up above a body and the second nothingness well below it, and have the message travel straight through the body but not be deflected, but arrive as an exact duplicate at the second nothingness. Have the message continue to be hello. Okay. Now let's try it again on walls. A nothingness on one side of the wall, communicating to a nothingness on the other side of the wall, and the message going straight through the wall as though the wall weren't there. And then returning as an answer. Okay, put that aside. And now let's see if we can get an idea of a bedlam of sound, an enormous amount of sound, this continuous sound. And let's put this same communication line through the sound. Have the hello go in at one end where the nothingness is and be received at the other end, having gone straight through all this maze of sound, and have the message arrive perfectly. Get that bedlam of sound and have the communication go straight through the sound, arrive perfectly. Not deflected by any of the sound. And now have an answer go back. Again, hello, and it goes back through the other way through the sound. Now let's see how good we can get at this now. Okay. Now let's take this same situation, a nothingness communicating to a nothingness at a distance. Two nothingnesses, a distance apart, and get a picture of an enormous mass of turbulent energy and put a nothingness on one side of it and the other nothingness on the other side, and the first one says to the second one, hello, and it goes straight on through without being twisted or turned by the energy masses. put up those energy masses, the nothingness on either side, have the meaning go straight through, be received as a perfect duplicate. Hello to hello. Now, the reply going back now. Okay, let's find a couple of objects and hold on and don't think. All right, now let's find some places where you are not. Get this very certainly, places where you definitely are not. All right, now let's find some things which you, whatever you consider you to be, could go through. Let's find out what you could go through. For sure, now, find some things you could actually go through. Some more things that you could actually go through, that you could cover a distance through. Get some more things you could cover a distance through. Get one very certainly, and then some more. All right. Now, this same type of communication, let's put a nothing on one side of Earth and a nothing on the other side of Earth and get the impulse, hello, to go straight through Earth and arrive at the other end, perfectly duplicated. And then have that other side say hello and have the impulse come back and be perfectly duplicated. Do that many times. Okay, now get one of the nothings at the center of Earth and the other at the center of the moon. And have the one of them say hello and have that arrive perfectly at the other center of the moon. And have that reply to the nothing at the center of Earth. Okay. Now let's put that all aside. Let's find some places where you are not. And let's find two objects now which you are not holding apart. And then a series of groups of two objects you're not holding apart. Now let's find a couple of objects you're not holding together, and then a series of two objects each which you're not holding together. Okay, now a series of objects which you're not holding apart. Two each. And now a series of two each, which you're not holding together. Okay, now let's check over some things you wouldn't object to having move. Get one for sure, and then get some more. Some more objects you wouldn't object to having move. Now let's get some objects you're not trying to push around at this moment. And let's get some objects which aren't pushing you around at this moment. Okay, now let's check off some bodies which are not evaluating for you. Get one for sure. Okay, now hold on to pieces, a couple of pieces messed and don't think. A couple of objects and don't think. Okay, let go. Find some places where you're not. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.